Mental health-wise, what is it important for teenagers to be aware of when attending schoolies?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, you're among your friends. It's an exciting time of year and of your life, but it's also, I suppose, important to consider the environment, how many young people are around you, and also things that you can't control in where you're actually partying.
Could you give us a brief overview of some of the tips Headspace has come up with for schoolies?
Yep, no worries. So I think it's important to make sure that, you know, each young person doesn't push themselves too hard. You know, some people will be able to stay out a lot longer and stay up a lot later, but making sure that people are eating, sleeping, having some downtime, taking care of themselves. A lot of times schoolies is outside, so, you know, making sure people are staying hydrated and having water. Setting your own standards, you know, facing new opportunities is something that will happen over that period of time, and making sure that you're comfortable to, you know, stand your own and just really be comfortable with the decisions that you make. It's important, I suppose, to just consider, you know, not the influence that people can play around you in that space. And I suppose you're around with your friends a lot as well, so looking after your friends, try not to leave people on their own, and you look out for one another to make sure that people are playing safe.
What kind of support is available if someone's mental health at schoolies begins to deteriorate?
Schoolies is an intense week, so people might start feeling a bit low or flat. So I suppose there's a few things that we can do. They can do in talking to family and friends. Most schoolies party zones tend to have a chill out zone, so I would suggest popping in and having a talk there. The paramedics are also around that area, but Headspace eHealth is Headspace online is also important to consider. So that's something where, you know, young people could just sort of call and have a bit of a conversation. Or there's also the Headspace Centre if things really do feel like they really need to try and see if they could connect with someone.
What can friends do if they suspect someone is going through a tough time during or even after schoolies?
So I suppose the friends can speak to the young person, like their friend themselves, and check how they're going, but talk to the potentially, if they are really concerned, talk to a parent or guardian of that young person. But then they can also call eHeadspace and have a conversation around that, or call one of the Headspace centres to just sort of have a further conversation around how they could support their friend to connect in with Headspace or the appropriate service.
What can parents do to help support their children while they're at schoolies, or if they're about to go down to schoolies if they're not already there yet?
So I would suggest talking to the child and the young person around playing safe at schoolies, so, you know, some of the points that I talked about earlier, but being open to the situations that they may encounter. You know, drugs and alcohol play part of, unfortunately, in some of those environments, and just, you know, having some really open conversations about those things. Also, you know, safe sex and practicing safe sex, and choices and so forth around, you know, what that young person may encounter over those times. Offering food and cooked meals, things like that, so they're prepared, or helping with shopping lists, so they're making sure they're staying eating and staying hydrated over that time, and letting them know that their child or their young person could call them if anything happens, no matter what day or time of day it is.